This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Sacred Heart Elementary in Curling prides itself as being a safe and caring school. Earlier this month, students and staff came together for a heartwarming project called Spreading Kindness One Heart at a Time. Students painted a wooden heart with their own unique touch and attached them all to the schoolyard fence. Vice Principal Kimberly Pelly says they wanted to show the caring spirit that lives within this tiny school community.
We had a discussion around creating something for the exterior of our school to kind of represent what goes on inside of our school. We wanted to represent the kindness and the love that goes on inside of our school so that the community could see.
Pelly says they had some local help.
A family member of one of our staff members, Jim Locke, helped us cut out the heart. And we also had the paint shop who donated the paint. The students painted the hearts with a buddy in the school in order to symbolize the community that we have here.
Pelly explains how the buddy system works, and she says it's a little different this year.
Everybody in our school is partnered up with a younger or older buddy from a different grade. For example, our grade 6 students are buddied up with grade 2s and also kindergarten, and they do all kinds of different things together.
Levi Porter is in kindergarten.
We took part of this for love and care for our school. I like painting it the most. Purple. Because that was the color most of my class was doing. They look good out on the fence.
Brianna Murley is in grade 6 and she helped two younger buddies with their hearts.
It's about kindness. Everyone got to participate in painting a heart and putting them up on the fence. And when people would walk or drive by, they get to see it. It was fun. It looks good, I guess. And they had fun doing it too.
Meanwhile, Vice Principal Pelly says they received so much positive feedback about the hearts, they decided this will now become a tradition at the school as new students enroll each year. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.